That's the sound of champions. You know that? Yeah, man. That's a good girl right there.
Oh, then.
I'm talking about. You gonna lead this up?
Never.
You gonna lead it off?
Go ahead.
Come on, babe.
Looking look, at me ain't gonna change
like,
none.
Oh, well, you better edit that out. No, that's not happening. Thanks for checking out the Interracial Odd Couple Podcast. I'm with who?
And Gina.
You with who?
I gotta get a drink.
Like, man, ain't you knocking the microphone? See, this is why I posted the video before we even started and you was even in the damn room.
I know.
We are just organized as we want to be, huh? Man, you feeling claustrophobic right now? Trying to sip out your cute teacup? What you got in that cup? Something good in there?
Yeah, for me.
Oh, man, fuck all that. Anyway, what's up, babe? How you doing?
Doing okay.
By the way, my name is Saif.
Yes, bye.
Ken is my government. Hadouken. Yep.
Yeah.
See what I did there?
I did.
All right, baby. What's going on with you? How you been?
Busy.
Yeah, so have I.
Mm-hmm. You working, working, working. Me running, running, running.
Yeah, okay. So break down a little bit of what's been happening.
Let's see. What did we say last week, Papa did? So,
Yeah, and I played your angry translator, and all of it came to fruition, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes. So Monday.
So go back to episode 10.
Yeah.
Speaking of chicken.
Listen if you want to get caught up.
Yep.
Monday morning, he calls, and...
It took how many days? And that was literally the same day we recorded last week. That was like, yeah. Anyway, he calls you Monday this week.
So he calls me Monday and he says, Gina, I've been hacked again.
It got nothing to do with being hacked. Motherfucker, we told you what was getting ready to happen. He needs to subscribe to this.
Yeah,
he definitely needs to.
Listen up.
Right.
And so I'm like, oh, Papa. We've shut down the bank. I closed everything. And they won't give me another card. And I'm like, well, that's probably a good idea.
Release the hounds.
He says, we got to go there right now. And I said, Papa, I can't. I said, we'll go Wednesday. I said, that's the earliest I can go is Wednesday. Mm.
And what happened Wednesday?
Oh.
I've already heard this, ladies and gentlemen, of course. And shit got real. Super real.
So I meet him up at the bank and I go in and he's already there.
At the time that you didn't want him to be there.
And as soon as I step in there, they're like, well, this is what we can do. We can give you an ATM card. And then I stopped the lady right there. I said,
man, you left a whole chunk of information out of that, though.
No, this is the start of it.
This was, not technically. But,
yes, it is.
Okay, but all right.
So.
In your story, yeah. Go ahead, baby. My bad. My bad. Why you got to look at me like that?
So I stopped the lady. Uh-huh. I said, no, you are not going to give him any cards.
Like you had that sexy tone when you told the bitch that.
I did.
No, you didn't.
I said, look. I don't know how else to keep preventing this. So, no more cards. I said, is there any way that you can give me a card and it be in my name since I'm on the account?
Right.
And she's like, she says, I don't know. I have to find out because I'm only a signer. I'm not an owner of the account. And she says, well, she comes back and she's like, you know, I kind of want to protect you. You can be an owner of the account. And we can go ahead and do that, or you can just leave it the same.
Right.
And that's just going to protect you in case he keeps doing stuff. So I'm like,
in a roundabout way, saying, in case he keeps fucking up.
And right.
Still trying to bust a nut and all these lusty sluts. And
because you will be held responsible. And I'm like, oh God, no.
Yeah. We ain't got time for that. Like, no. We means no. us. And I'm like, yo.
Come up with another idea, please.
That I can't. No, you said, can we come up with something now?
I'm like, okay.
I'm about ready to go beat a bitch ass in the first place.
But he's not getting a card. So,
yeah.
Fast forward, they're sending me a card in his name, and I get to keep it, and I got to figure it all out.
This is what happens when you have to take care of your grandparents. Right. Footnote. Let's put a bookmark in that.
The whole time. Hold on. Papa turns and looks at me and he says, Gina, it's okay. You do everything you got to do because I don't want the money.
That's obvious, motherfucker. Like, shit. That's obvious as hell that you don't want the money. This meth head that already robbed you blind again. For the fifth time? Because what we say, four times on the last episode. Yeah. It's now the fifth time. And now you're done. Finito.
I said, okay. Then we had to go on with a panic attack because I'm like, you have no money in your account. And yeah. I like have
to come up with some bullshit.
I got to figure out how we're going to do this, you know. And
how the hell are we already paying for everybody's expenses? And we... what the fuck?
We do.
We just happen to have our electricity not coming off. And now we're paying for everybody. We've been paying for everybody. Vehicles. Got another vehicle to worry about now. It's just like, damn, what y'all think we Hollywood? We right. in Kansas.
They do. What the I fuck? Think they do. Maybe we should. We're not acting poor enough.
Ain't that a bitch? Oh, shit. I'm about to flip the whole script around here. I done gave you a whole speech about that last night. I so did. But go ahead and continue your update.
Okay. So.
He said, Gina, everything's fine. You take over. Yeah, I fucked up. Does. I'm done fucking up.
So then we had to
I like my Foreman grill and putting my chicken on it. In my assisted living apartment.
Right. And then we spend 30 minutes trying to figure out if he was going to have enough money to pay rent.
Man, and rent is due right now, yes. Motherfuckers. Rent so, is due.
It came close. I mean, it was, you know.
Oh, did we make it?
Yeah, we made it.
Oh, hell he yeah.
Oh, yeah. I was scared.
Look, so was I a little bit. Like, shit, what I got to do? Because I know you be scheming and I'll be watching it.
And like, I'm like,
what we gotta do?
So then I'm like, Papa, do you have, you know, do you have food? Do you have your briefs? Do you have everything you need? He said, oh, yes. I said, you got your chocolate milk. Do mm-hmm. you got your Jugo juice? I don't know what it is. Mm-hmm. I call it Jugo juice.
Yeah.
He
yeah.
gets it at the Dollar Tree.
Yeah, I know what it is. Yeah.
And.
He don't have everything he needs.
He swears up and down he has all this stuff and no, all this stuff. No, I don't. And I get a phone call from my mom. She's like, Regina, I went through his fridge on Monday and he ain't got nothing. And I'm like, what? I said, all he could do is pay rent. So somebody's got to figure this out. And I gave him money. I ain't got no more money.
Okay, listen, this is what I'm going to do right now. You didn't provide everything he needs. He ain't got everything he needs. Your mom has no clue what he's wanting, and you know what I'm getting at.
No. So, I
How old is your grandpa?
78.
He's 78 mm-hmm. years old. And what does a 78-year-old man think about and want living in assisted living without a wife, without a girlfriend, without a meth head girlfriend or a woman?
He just wants sex so
That's
bad.
That's what I'm saying. I got my spinners DVD spinner. What did he say? I got my spinning.
He said, I got my spinny CD thing.
Yep. I need some videos. Said,
can you go to the videos and get one?
He want that pronos.
Okay, Bob.
He want that prono, he man. Said,
it'll show me what to do. I said,
exactly. Oh, he want one of those. Damn. He going a little deep. Don't he not realize, like I was telling you, that, hey, Grandpa, porn is free now. All you got to do is upload it, man. All you got to do is just go on a Pornhub. I don't know.
No. He wants to upgrade his phone to an actual Android phone.
I wonder why.
And I'm like, Papa, that's not a good idea.
He just wants to bust some nuts. And then he will think straight. And you wouldn't have to keep going through this conundrum of shit. That's what's going on.
No, he says, Gina, I don't even know if mine works. But it might be just fun to see what happens.
He wants to see
HD.
He wants to see it in HD, and he's still got 2-pixel visual because he was born in 1940. What? I mean, come on. He wants to see some pussy popping. He wants to see some asses jiggling. I bet he would have a blasted South Padre. I bet he would.
After all the drama, it was hilarious. Okay, further on the story. Mm-hmm. We end up...
My bad. Yeah. I'll just create a defense form.
Back to the story.
You are a lawyer by nature.
Back to the story.
Okay.
So, I'm on the phone with Mom, and she's like, I said, well, then you better cook him some food, because I gave all my money. I got no more money. I can't go to the store for him. I'm done.
Yeah.
She says, okay, well, I'll do this, and whatever. I said, whatever. She's like, but I can't tell him. I said, nope. What are you going to say? She said, I don't know. And I said, Ma, seriously, you can't make up something. I'm like, fine. Tell him you were making your meals up for the next week and you just had leftovers and brought him some. Just tell him that. So she does this. She goes over there, drops it off, and then heads to where goddamn horses are. She gets a phone call from adult services because they got a police report.
Yes, definitely got interesting.
Because they got the police report on Papa's stolen money this time.
Yeah,
which finally should have been done the very first time.
Yeah, which was months ago.
Yeah, back in November.
Yeah, months ago.
So then they had to track down Papa because his golf cart broke down.
Yeah, he rolling in a golf cart. I want to put some tins on it.
Yeah, but well, it's broke down.
Yeah, I know.
And we can't afford to and where's get the it other fixed. One? He sold it.
I know.
So he goes into he's walking around with his walker. And I'll
in the streets, the mean streets actually, of a small town that has a population of 200 people.
And I'll actually post a picture of this.
He's keeping it gangsta 79, man.
He's walking with his walker.
Uh-huh.
And he's pulling a cart full of shit.
Yeah, out there
all
hustling.
The way to the rim.
Old school hustler, man.
And he is. He's
an old school hustler.
He's 78 and he has Parkinson's.
He's about to be 79, man.
So he shuffles along. Uh-huh. And he does. He goes.
He gets his grind on. He gets all up the way every morning. He's out there trying to find some paper, man. That's what he does.
He always stays busy because he thinks if he stops, he's going to die.
And that is that's how we're bred. I mean, that's just an old school mentality.
But yeah, I'll post a picture of his walker and his.
So what was some of the shit that he had that he was dragging?
I don't know what it was. It was wood.
He always collected some damn wood.
Okay. He's a dumpster diver now.
You should see
so
his...
He goes around to the dumpsters and tries to find things that he can fix.
Yeah. You should see his assisted living apartment. You should see it. It is jam-packed. He is a hoarder for days. But he's always looking for something to do. He's always busy. He's always trying to find something to keep himself preoccupied. Gina just pulled up the picture. I mean, seriously? Damn, he got some fly-ass wheels on that bitch, too. Oh, man, he out here gangstifying it up. What? That motherfucker got that all-year tread on it, too. I'm saying, Radio Flyer ain't got shit on what he doing. Why he out here walking around looking like a hobo, though? Like, you ain't got it like that, man. Why you portraying yourself? Okay, I see what's up. No wonder you called it that. Dumpster diving.
Yes, he does.
I hope I can climb out of anything at 78.
Yeah.
Hey, man. But, yeah, So the cops was on the phone and all this other crazy shit. And he was on point, ladies and gentlemen. This 78, 79-year-old man was on point. Every question they asked from the beginning, yep, he was on point.
He said it.
Because that meth head bitch is playing games, and we ain't going to get into any more further details about that because it's still under investigation.
Right. So, but the whole time, he also kept asking, am I in trouble?
With you.
He was like...
he didn't care about the cops. He was so busy worried about everybody laying claims, like I keep saying.
Because as soon as he found out, because mom was coming back to get him, and I'm like, he calls me. He's like, Gina, what do I do? What do I do? What do I do? I don't know what to do. I said, Papa, you're just supposed to stay right there where you're at.
Ain't nothing mom but a gangsta party.
I said, Mama's coming to get you.
Oh, shit.
Said, Gina, what are they going to do? I said, Papa, I don't know. He's like, who did this? I said, Papa, I don't know.
The same one that you encouraged in episode 10 to take him to, or have him take her to lunch. The same one.
Right. I like it.
Even though we're bouncing around in the timeline.
I warned him what would happen. I told him what was the consequence was going to be. Your money got taken away. And he said, no, Gina, go ahead, take it. He knew.
All no money that you ain't got right now. Yeah. Come on, man.
He knew.
Yeah.
I told him.
But you be holding it down. I mean, dealing with grandparents and taking care of your parents or grandparents, it is difficult.
Mm-hmm.
It is definitely difficult.
It is. It does tiring.
Yeah, but you're doing an amazing priceless job, babe, just to put it out there.
It's priceless, though. I mean, it's been comical.
Yeah, in multiple ways. That's going to be a whole new segment that we have
to end
up putting together in the next 10, 15 years. And while we old.
feeding Nana and Poppy,
speaking of chicken.
Every night, right? More chicken.
More chicken.
When I get over there and get everything fixed up, and Poppy the whole time will just be making all these funny noises as he's eating. He's like, oh, this is good.
You know what that is. You know what that is. That's the same thing. I'll be like, damn, baby.
And he'll do it the
whole
way.
Damn, Gina.
And he does. He takes an hour to eat, and then like 2 seconds to eat his dessert.
Man, take your time, man. Yeah, man. When food is good, a man is going to sit back and enjoy the fuck out of it. If it's trash, we eating it fast. Let that be a moniker, ladies and gentlemen. If your food is trash, ladies, he will eat it fast. If it's good, he's going to take his sweet time rolling through the hood.
The other night when I took over food, I was sitting in there.
What the fuck is that fly at?
I don't know. I heard him in behind me. But I took food and I said, Nana hasn't been coming to the table. I've been taking her a TV tray.
Yeah.
And she eats in her bedroom, and which is right beside the dining room. So I stand in the doorway, and here's the dining room, and here's, you know, the bed. So
yeah, pretty much. That is a layout.
And Nana's eating, and she's talking and eating and talking, and you know, she's almost done with her plate, and Poppy's yelling, no, don't you talk, don't you talk, no, you eat, you eat. And I'm like, I look at
what the hell is that,
and
all
I'm
about?
Like, she is eating. So she's almost done, and he's like, oh my god, Mama, good job. And I'm like, oh shit.
You're sure she, because she hasn't been eating.
No, yeah. She hasn't been eating.
Yeah, but since she's been released from the hospital.
Right.
And,
but
yeah,
when I take her food, she eats my entire plate. Yeah. So
he just ain't paying attention.
Right. So yeah, he gets so funny. And then what was it? He gets on his walker, and when he goes from the kitchen to his back TV room, he goes through her room, And so I have to go in there and I move the
Is that really what ends up being the surmise it's like of hilarious. Couples?
Yeah, I guess
couples
so.
End up having their own rooms. They just really do have their own rooms. I mean, there's nothing wrong with that. I kind of think, you know, when you get to the point where, hey, man, shit ain't working no more. You snore too loud. I ain't fucking with you like that on that snoring shit. You know what I'm saying? I can't take this kind of shit because my blood pressure too fucked up. I mean, you know, it's just going to be... It's like a full moon. Whenever there's a full moon out, and that's when you, your old career, full moon. Everybody want to get horny in that damn dementia unit. Everybody,
they get crazy. But anyways, he was coming through, and I moved Nana's walker out the way, and he takes a big huff, and you know, then goes, and Nana says, "Slow down, I'm gonna issue you a ticket."
I'm like, you know, oh my God. Walking in. I think they were speaking in code.
I'm like, holy shit, okay.
Because she tried to conserve that energy because you need to bring that walk over here and make sure them tennis balls has got some traction still. You playing by not making sure they do, and you climb on top of me and let's get it popping.
I don't want to know.
Hey, that is speaking in code, man. Hey, that's kind of fly.
She probably doesn't want him to fall.
Can you hear me? Baby, slow down or I'm going to give you a ticket for all that ass. Girl, you look good once you back that ass up. Shake what your mama made you. And then you gonna be like, still, no, she didn't.
I can't.
Yeah, shake that shit. Twerk that shit in that walker. I'm serious. No. That's going to be me all day long.
Sure.
Man, I will cut a hole in the bottom of that wheelchair and I will find a way.
That's what pissed me off about my mom, though, too. Last night. Because she was trying to ask me what kind of phone Papa had, you know.
She should know.
Because she wanted to block the number. And I'm like, you can't.
It's a meth head bitch.
Right. And I'm like, you can't block it. I've already tried, you know, hello, I'm already a step ahead of you. But I've already tried to block it, you know, there's no way to do it. So that's why I always put on there, under her number, step, you know, person, don't answer. Evil.
You try to change the name in there?
Yeah.
Going back old school. Our old school. Yeah. That's funny as hell.
So,
you know what I used to do? When certain chicks, sorry, honey, what I used to do was like, I put under their name, nigga, you a fool if you don't answer.
Right.
And nigga, you a fool if you do answer.
Right. But then mom started snooping on the girl's Facebook page. Mm-hmm. And she was like, well, she was at a hotel. And I said, I know.
But where
Papa
else
paid do... for it.
Yeah.
Duh.
Full escapade on that fucking shit.
And come then she wants there. To be mad about it. And I said, I told her, we can dispute the two, you know, that charge and the Pizza Hut charge because they were all done not in person. Mm-hmm. But the rest we couldn't. And then she comes off saying, but what if Dad is the one that said, here, go have fun?
Oh, come on, man.
And I'm like,
I doubt that.
I'm like, nope, no.
I doubt that.
I'm like, Papa would want to be in on that fun.
Yeah,
I'm
definitely.
Like, are you serious?
That is his sole objective.
And then she was like, he's such a dog.
How are you like, a dog at 78?
I'm like, how are you calling, for one, how are you calling your fucking father a dog? For
well,
two.
I mean, you can.
I mean, you can.
You can call your mama a hoe. Yeah, my mama's a hoe. You know, I mean, you can do that.
I don't know. She might be. It's not my issue. I'm not going to.
Don't make it personal on our platform.
But see, then I'm like, I'm trying to.
Caleb, we will call you back here in a little bit. Our son is trying to call us right now in the middle of recording. Check him out on the Interracial Odd Couple podcast Instagram page when we was riding them scooters.
Yeah. But then I was like, I want to be the bigger person. So I'm like, you know, dog or not, you know, it's human behavior, you know. So she sends me a smiley face. So I'm like, it's maybe not our cup of tea, but he gets his consequences from his own doings. So it is what it is. And who am I to judge? I might hit 80 and chase all the men in the nursing home and not give two fucking shits.
That's what she said?
That's what I said.
Oh, that's what, okay. I was about to say, damn, wait a minute. Hold the fuck up. Hold the presses. What? So you ready to get all kind of, what?
Well, you said you're dying at 60, so I'm like, what am I going to do at 80?
I'm a black man. We all die at 60. What the fuck? Damn, you just going to go whore-fested after I'm dead? After you told me you're going to carry my ashes around? Like I want to see any of that.
Yes, CBM. You'd be on my ashes hip. Around.
I already told her what I wanted to do. I want her to go to a foreign country, get her a cute pool boy, and throw my ashes into the fucking Gulf Coast or the Atlantic
I'm
Ocean.
I'm not doing that.
You are going to do... What makes it any different if you're going to run around the nursing home like
I'll be 80. Eagle? I probably won't even remember day by day anyways. I barely remember day by day today.
Come on, man. Damn. It's funny how shit comes out when you get more comfortable on a microphone. All right, honey. Thanks for your family update. That's enough.
Yeah, funny.
We got some discussions to be had.
Okay.
Hey, so what else is going on these days?
Caleb is eligible for promotion at this time.
Yeah, congratulations. We're not talking about that on this platform. That is personal family business. Congratulations, though, son.
Yay.
Hell yeah.
Well,
guess what's going on right now, honey?
I'm taking your picture.
I don't give a fuck about the picture.
Oh, wait, that's my picture.
I don't give a fuck about the picture.
Oh, that's...
I'm throwing up the peace sign. You are fucking up the production of this podcast.
That's good.
I know I'm cute, but... Yeah. Well, you take bad pictures. That's your fault. Hey, guess what's going on right now, honey?
What?
I've never had the opportunity to be a Tool fan.
Why not?
Because Tool was never really on my radar like that. But they are streaming all their music today in this bitch.
I know.
I can finally have a chance to delve into who Tool is.
That is exciting. It's extremely exciting.
How many albums have they actually done? I really don't know these things.
Oh, well.
I know you're a huge Tool fan. That's why I'm bringing it up.
I do.
And I talked about how James Maynard Keenan, the only reason why I know who he is because I've been listening to him on other podcasts and hearing him talk over the years. And I'm kind of like, okay, but I don't really know. I don't fuck with Tool like that. But I used to see the stickers all the time when we were kids in the 90s and stuff like that and see the Tool stickers and all that stuff on people's bumpers and windows on their cars and stuff like that.
Right.
Just like Nine Inch Nails. I haven't gotten into Nine Inch Nails either. That's another band I never had a chance to really get into. Even though I love all kind of music. Well, I know who Perfect Circle is. Yeah. And I know that James was the lead singer for them. But Tool has actually got their music out there today.
Yes. They're five albums.
Five albums. Mm-hmm. What years?
From 1993.
Okay.
To the new one that's
getting to come out in 2019. Yeah. Damn, 1993 to now. That's a long run, but only five albums?
Mm-hmm.
Are all of them classics? I don't know.
Well, the four, they have their Undertow, their Enema.
Oh, Enema.
My favorite.
Yeah, that song, Enema. Mm-hmm. I don't know what it is about that song, Enema. Hey, fellas, if you want to have great sex with a white girl that's angry and has some issues, you play that song, Enema. Oh, man, it's going to be all kind of got to throw your sheets in the wash machine and dryer the next day. Man, shit. Angry white girl sex? Man, a lot of brothers don't understand. That shit is amazing.
I'm going to have to keep an eye on you.
It's amazing. I don't even know what words to say. Is that the beginning of mama rap? I don't know what the hell they were saying. What's the lyrics in the song?
You know me. I can't do Larry.
Any fucking nine. Any. I don't. Day. Yeah. I ain't disrespecting him like that, though. I'm not disrespecting him like that, but it's just like, don't I don't.
Come out my head.
All I hear is that. I'm like, oh, shit. She about to get it pussy popping up with this motherfucker. She mad about something. Especially when she's sweeping the floor and vacuuming all aggressive with this song on. Oh, shit. It's about to be on. Let me add a little gasoline to the fire.
That's nice.
And then other days I'm like, You do know what enema means, right? Damn. What? It's true.
Well, it's just like Korn or, you know, any of the other bands.
Hey, man, I love Korn. I love Korn. Korn is my shit. Jonathan Davis,
yeah,
that dude's vocals, man, I love Korn. That's my shit. But are they in the same ballpark as Tool? I don't know.
I think they all are.
I really don't know.
I do.
What do you mean all? You got to break this down. If we're going to go into a music segue, and here now an interracial odd couple, here's music. Is Korn and Tool in the same ballpark? I'm pretty sure there's a whole lot of people out there that's listening right now, all two of them, is like, no, there's no way in hell that they're in the same ballpark. I don't know, though. Is it just kind of that hard rock sound, or I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm really trying to ask you, because you know. Get off the damn phone.
Sorry.
Because that ain't helping us. This is not production.
It is for me.
Well, great. What did you deduce? Are they in the same ballpark or what?
To me, they are. Now, to somebody else, maybe not. I don't know. I think they're all intertwined, like a perfect circle. Now I thought of them. Now I don't.
Okay, so you say a perfect circle, Tool, Korn.
Tool, Korn.
Is Slipknot in there?
Yeah, Slipknot. Can be in there.
I think I like Slipknot's that. A little harder than Korn. But it depends on what type of ear you're using to listen to them, you know.
Right.
And depending on what kind of mood. I mean, music is all predicated on what kind of mood you're in, but
mm-hmm.
Slipknot, who else? Excuse me.
Goodness, I thought of a whole bunch the other day, and now I can't think of any. That is crazy.
What's some of your favorite rock bands? Besides Tool.
Loved Godsmack's first album.
Godsmack's first two albums. You got this fucked up.
See, I didn't really like the second one.
Are you kidding me right now?
I liked the first one first. Fucking song.
But the first album is complete classic. Song. Godsmack's first album.
All the
you know
way
what?
Through.
Maybe you're making me rethink it a little bit. But their first two albums is dope. But that first one, complete classic.
I mean, every single one of them was.
Yeah, you could play that album from start to freaking mm-hmm. finish. That's how good that album was to me.
Mm-hmm.
Disturbed though.
Disturbed's good.
Disturbed's first mm-hmm. two albums to me were completely insane.
They were good.
They were insane.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you know, their album artwork, which nobody talks about anymore, was a little questionable. I'm like, should I be buying this?
It was strange.
Excuse me. Should I be buying this? Because we come from that era of actually having to physically buy albums.
Yep.
And I'm like, what does this even mean? Like, man, you got the pentagram with the horns and the upside down cross. And I'm just like, but that music, though. Just that music, though. Just the music. Yeah, I mean, you portray different images.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to portray the image of what... I mean, when you're behind a mass marketing machine like a record label and shit like that, and they try to project, you know, a certain... I mean, now, granted, some of the lyrics in the album was kind of like, okay, well, maybe this is the direction we might have to take. Their PR team and marketing team was like, this is the way we're going to go with this. But they also tried to do the same thing, which I knew... Which is another fact that I was in love with you, besides you getting me out of jail, is we both had the same love for Bone Thugs and Harmony.
Yes.
And some of their albums was also portrayed in the way that, like, What is, and it was around the same, well, Bone was a little before Disturbed. Mm-hmm. A little before Disturbed, but it was in the same kind of bracket of, as far as, I mean, that's the imagery you guys want to go with just because of Crossroads. And like, no, that ain't what that ain't what this is.
Right.
That ain't what this is. So.
Oh, what is? Well, I was like, that ain't what this I'm is. Like, I'm like, well,
kept,
what is?
Well, you kept nodding your head like, shit, I was going to either say I'm something.
Like, oh, I was agreeing and whatever, hey, wherever man. You were going.
Yeah, man. But, oh, but.
That could have been I'm not listening.
That's what it was. All right. So.
I was like, what did you say?
But, I mean, just talking about the album art.
Right.
You know, just the album art as far as. You know, the imagery that they try to portray behind certain bands and certain artists mm-hmm. and certain groups and stuff like that. And it's like, did it work or did it not work? I mean, that's one of those things that when you're thinking about it from an artistic aspect, especially me that, you know, does music, that is into music and stuff like that, it's kind of like, okay, who were you working with at the time? But did it work for the time?
Right.
And it did. And it just did.
A lot of them, even like Tool, or let's see, I think 10,000 Days of Tools. You see that CD.
I have no idea.
If you see this is what I'm saying.
I'm looking forward to getting into Tool.
It's a 2 CD.
Okay.
I think it's a 2 CD. If I hope that's the right one. I don't know if that one's. And that one, I might be thinking of Enema.
Hey, we getting old, baby. Don't hold yourself accountable. I mean, it is what it is.
I'm like, I might be thinking of Enema, but.
See, here you go with that.
I need to go in my trunk and get my thing of CDs. But when you see the CD art, it's just like.
You always
know that CD.
Yes.
If you ever see that CD, you always know that CD. Like Limp Bizkit, you always know that CD.
Oh, word. A lot of people shit on Limp Bizkit, but they first, man. Oh, come on, man. How the hell are you going to hate on Limp Bizkit? Okay. Limp Bizkit is that shit.
It's good.
I'm mm-hmm. sorry.
It is.
Fred Durst was getting off, man. As corny as he wanted to be, but he mm-hmm. made that shit sound fucking amazing to me.
Yes, he did.
Fucking amazing to me. But you are right about that. When you see certain album art, you just know. Oh, I know what that album is. Mm-hmm. Just like Stained.
Yes.
Stained's first mm-hmm. two albums. Aaron Lewis. Yo. You just knew.
Right.
Like, oh, yeah. Yeah.
It's like, I may not know all your songs or know what your name is, yeah. but I know what you look like.
Yep. Yeah, man. Man, what other albums? Because you know what else? Okay, that's, you know what, this is a fun little quick segue before we start wrapping up this episode.
Okay.
When you think of an album cover, what album cover has is it a gopher? It has to be the gopher. Yeah, a gopher that has his teeth, or beaver. A beaver that has his teeth out with the filter over it. Beaver with his teeth out, you know, just smiling. Camera up angle looking at the beaver with his beaver teeth out. I might even have the animal wrong, but Pearl Jam.
Yeah. Oh, Pearl Jam. Okay.
Pearl Jam was one of my. Okay, it's still yeah. one of my absolute Eddie Vedder. Pearl mm-hmm. Jam is one of my absolute favorite bands.
Yeah.
Fucking favorite bands.
Oh, speaking of the album. 93
Verses. What?
Oh, you're right. Speaking of the album, I mm-hmm. should be getting my vinyl in the next day or two.
311.
311 Voyager. Yes, I'm excited for that vinyl.
Hell yeah.
I'm sad that I'm not going to open it, but I have seen the vinyl, and it's really, really fucking cool looking.
It is pretty cool, because you sent me pictures of...
Yeah, somebody else.
They ordered two of them, right?
No.
No, she just opened hers and just said, fuck it.
Yeah. I don't want to open mine.
No. We got a lot of vinyls around here, ladies and gentlemen, that we don't open.
And speaking of Tool again, since it started it... I'm going to pre-order theirs when that pops up.
Yeah.
And I will order two of the vinyls so we can open one and keep one sealed.
Yeah, because that's how we get in an age. Is just you still want to hear the vinyl aspect
of it. I do want to hear the vinyl.
And then turn around and keep one in there.
And I love that about Tool as well, because they are old school. They do love their vinyls. Their vinyls cost so much money. Mm-hmm. When people sell them, I mean, they are priced so high. If you can find them, hold them. keep him.
Yeah, there's a lot of musicians and artists that we do like that we do hold on to their vinyls.
Yeah.
We do hold on to their vinyls. What other band that I wish would actually get back together, no matter how long it took for you to get your shit together, this, that, and the other? I just told you the other night, I wish Rage Against the Machine would.
Loved
Rage Against the Machine. Man, I wish they would. So bad.
That CD cover, or that CD picture. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's definitely
noticeable. Yeah, exactly. Their album art. Yeah, their cover art. Man, I wish Rage would just come on, man, one more time. Just one more time. And you know, certain other bands that we wish we could get, like Chris Cornell, rest in peace. Chester Bennington, rest in peace, with Linkin Park. I drown your ears out all the time with the Reanimation album.
Yes,
I really do. That album is one of the greatest remixed albums I've ever heard in my life. I don't care if people disagree with that a point or not. That is one of the greatest remixed albums I've ever heard. Since we're on the, you know, genre of just rock music.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Since we're on the genre of rock music, that album was amazing. And it still is amazing. And I play that album at least, what? How often?
Quite often. Quite often.
But just from a producer, I mean, producers that listen, you just know from that aspect of just hearing what they did. And what, oh man, I can't even put it into words. It's just a beautiful masterpiece. Oh my God.
Oh Lord.
It just, it's just so, so magnificent and majestic and majestic, honey.
Okay.
It just is. It just makes me, yeah, man, that album is great.
it is good. It's just not the original.
All right, honey, so to go ahead and wrap this up, I know it ain't the original. Okay, we get it. I know it's not Hybrid Theory. I know. You got to think from the remix aspect of the album. Well, you're not going to. Okay. You still glared at me. She gives me the same. I know you guys can't see her, but she gives me the same glare all the time when I talk about this album. And I play this album repeatedly.
Yes.
All right, honey.
But then again, he has to listen to my 311 repeatedly.
Check out our Instagram page at Interracial Odd Couple Podcast. And you'll see Gina water in the garden with 311 in the background.
Yes. Hey, 311.
Oh, honey. So, in closing, throw out some of your favorite rock bands of all time.
Let's see. I would say Tool.
I'm looking forward to checking out Tool because I've never had that opportunity. Even though it's 20 fucking 19, I know people out there like, 20 freaking 19 and you ain't got in a Tool like that? Even I know my homeboy Mitchell is like, yo, fam, you ain't fuck with Tool like that. You might have to do some reaction videos with me on just listening to Tool.
Right.
You might have to because I have no idea. I have no idea what they sound like.
I have the CD and the CD thing. I don't know why you haven't.
Honey.
Went to play it.
Because I'm a busy man.
You're in my car sometimes. And it's always on CD when I get back in there.
What you mean? All right, well, throw me some rock bands. You said Tool, Godsmack.
Yeah. The kids grew up on Godsmack.
No, the kids grew up on Korn. That's how they learned the ABCs.
Yes.
And Korn. 1, 2, 3s.
They did. Chutes and Ladders.
Chutes and Ladders.
But they went to sleep to Godsmack.
That explains a lot.
Janae went to sleep to 311. So that's the only one I can get her to go sleep to. Yeah. I always made sure I blasted all music. All different kinds.
Man, I still love Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Definitely.
I still love the Red Hot Chili Peppers. I love Pearl Jam.
Yes.
I love Korn.
I love
Stain. I love Godsmack, Whitesnake, Guns N' Roses. Oh man, see, oh damn. Who's black and who's white here? Wait a minute.
Just because I'm
just playing, baby.
Throw
off the top
names
of your head.
Out.
I know.
Yep, I can't do that.
Man, but when you love music, you know you're just going to gravitate. So Aerosmith. Oh man, you can't forget Aerosmith.
But that's a big mouth.
Seriously?
Never understood it.
Come on, man.
Let alone how it got that pink.
Come on, man. Honey. What? You being a white damsel, you know you've seen some karaoke nights where there's Run DMC and Aerosmith. Walk this way! Come on.
Goodness. No. Don't.
Yeah, you have.
I must admit.
But you didn't grab the mic.
No. Me on a mic? No way. This is scary enough.
All right, guys. Thank you for listening to us this week on the Interracial Odd Couple Podcast. You can follow us at Interracial Odd Couple Podcast on Instagram. You can follow us at Interracial Odd Couple Podcast on Twitter. We also have an email at Interracial Odd Couple. We would love to interact with everybody. Send us some of your thoughts. Send us some of your questions. We're going to definitely get it on with you guys. If you guys... Oh, pause. Get it on as far as topics.
Get it on.
And you can also follow me at Cypher Omni. You can follow Gina at...
Gina's Herbal Kitchen.
And...
Lady Ann, 79.
And...
Ooh.
Listen to us wherever you like listening to us.
I was like, what other names do you want me to have?
We're still working on some media training here.
I don't need to be trained.
Well, shit, I already got you trained. That's why going all the way back to, what was it, episode 3? You can get it.
I got it.
I ain't got time to train another woman. Oh, look, now you want to glare at me out your peripherals. Give me that side eye, huh?
It's great.
All right. Well, thank you, everybody, for listening to us. Let us know what you think. Rate, review. Let us know what you think about the show.
Oh, fuck that. Just tell your friends.
Yeah, spread the word. Shout out to Corpus Christi, Texas.
Yeah, you guys rock.
Man, we getting a whole lot of love at Corpus Christi. Man, Corpus Christi, we see you.
I like friends.
All right. Salutations.
Bye.
Deuces.